This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Real estate developers are breathing a sigh of relief now that National Grid and its locked-out gas workers have reached a tentative labor agreement. Some projects that would otherwise be finished have been put on hold because the gas can't be turned on. One real estate industry group estimates the losses in the tens of millions of dollars. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports if unions ratify the deal, the next challenge will be clearing a huge backlog of gas work.
It could take as long as 2 years to catch up on all the work National Grid has missed since the company locked out more than 1,200 union workers last June. That's according to the Massachusetts chapter of the National Association of Industrial and Office Properties, or NAIOP. National Grid hired replacement workers to keep up with some jobs, but not all. And one of those replacement crews injected too much pressure into a pipeline in Woburn in October. So then state regulators ordered National Grid to stop most of its projects for 10 weeks.
This is essentially a crisis that's been created over the past 6 months.
Tamara Small is the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for NAIOP Massachusetts. The real estate group wants the Baker administration to lean on National Grid to move quickly and, if necessary, hire additional workers to make up for lost time.
There should be timelines in place so we can make sure that this backlog, which may be 2 years, is significantly shortened and that these projects can open, people can move into their homes.
One place where people are waiting to move in is the Acadia apartment complex in Chelsea. It's 34 units of affordable housing, including 8 for people who are currently homeless. And it's move-in ready, except it doesn't have gas. Rafael Mares is executive director of the Neighborhood Developers, the nonprofit that built Acadia.
Having that many households waiting to move in after they've been selected is a situation we've never had before. It is particularly heartbreaking to think that people spent the holidays homeless when they had an apartment waiting for them.
Some other real estate firms have resorted to installing propane tank systems to heat their buildings. That's what Newton-based National Development did on 2 projects, costing the company tens of thousands of dollars. Ted Tai is a managing partner.
We've got another project that's planned to open this spring and went into the winter season not knowing, could we lease it? Could we not lease it? When could we get occupancy? That was one where there was no alternative.
Tai still doesn't know when that building will have gas service. Uncertainty is a headache not only for developers, but also for bankers who loan money for real estate projects and expect repayment when tenants start renting. Greater Boston Real Estate Board President Greg Vassell says lenders are getting antsy.
I mean, usually a lender would love to be able to, you have a date certain, you try to meet it, you hit it, boom. If you're holding all these construction loans open and just sort of looks bad on your books, it's like this is still a construction project, but theoretically it's all done. And I'm not making money on it. I can't do anything with it because I can't occupy it yet.
It's unclear when the locked-out National Grid workers will be back on the job. They'll vote on the tentative agreement by Monday. But even with a long list of projects to tackle, after months of heated dispute, there could be a cooling-off period of 1 or 2 weeks before workers return. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.